Yes, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have Winston Jarrett on the line. Winston, are you there?
Yes, man. Yes, Rush Charles. Greetings to His Majesty, I, Selassie, I, the first, ever living, ever faithful, ever sure.
Rastafari. Yes, sir.
Pick up Rush Charles, man.
Yes,
sir. Vibration, vibration, man.
Well, we need to big up you, my brother, because you are the legend, as you know, we talk about it, man. And from that time to this time, you've been doing it. And let the listeners know where you're calling from, Winston.
I'm calling from Seattle, man. Burien, Seattle, Washington, USA.
Wow. So, you know, everybody's been talking about this double CD. You know, I started the show off with two cuts and from side from the this one and then... Wise Man, you know, I love that tune, man.
Rastafari.
Yes, sir.
Give thanks and praises to Jah, you know, inspired me to do all this work, you know. And I'm still doing the good work of His Majesty, I, Selassie, I, you know, to motivate and inspire people about the reggae music, you know, coming from the early 60s, 70s, you know. So I'm just hanging on in there and do what I have to do.
Well, you know, it's important that the people get to hear such a stalwart in the music, such a legend in the music, you know, and I think it's important. Now, can you let the listeners know, maybe some that are not familiar with you, when you started and what period you're talking about in the music?
I started in the music in the early days, you know. I was born in St. Anne's, Kingston, Jamaica, you know. So I go to school at the halfway tree school in Kingston at the age of 6. And I'm still living there, you know, at the same yard, everything. So I was singing in Trenchtown with Bob Marley and the Wailers at that time, you know. Not singing with them, but we live in the same year and the same community, but I was singing with Alton Ellis as Alton and the Flames. We do a lot of good songs for the Treasure Isle record at Bond Street, Kingston, Jamaica, and the Studio One. I also have a lot of songs with Lee Scratch Perry and Prince Buster from the early days, you know.
Yes.
I do my own thing, you know, outside of Alton Ellis, do my little recording, you know, in the studio now and then, here and there, everywhere, you know. And that motivate me a lot, you know. So I just love do something for myself, you know, to promote myself and my career over the past years. So I'm just hang on in there, you know, and just do what I have to do. What I have to do, I've got to do that, you know. So I'm still here, just working on my career here in the States.
So basically, you have been an independent artist that never really did hook up with any of these labels like Island Records and
No. I never get a deal. The only deal that I've got is Jah give me and inspired me to do what I'm doing, and I'm still doing it. I never get a good deal. I never have a deal with no Island, none. No large labels, so to speak.
See, this is...
I just wishing and hoping that the day will come for me for that to happen, you know. Because the whole of the moon, the bright head shine.
Seen. Well, this is the thing that I try to bring out, that, you know, the artists that were like the foundation builders of the music should be heard. And we know it can create frustration among the artists, like even Alton, you know, an artist like that, one of my favorite singers, yet most people know about Bob, but they don't, you know, when you mention Alton to them, they don't know, or when they mention your name to them, they don't really know. And I think it's important that they do know that there was more than just Bob Marley in Jamaica. You
yes,
know?
Man. Yes, Russ Charles, that is really true. It's a very important thing that you're saying. This is how they market Bob Marley that way. You know, Island Record, they market Bob Marley that way to let the people feel, however, that is only Bob Marley in Jamaica. Jamaica is full up of good, talented artists, you know, composers, singers and musicians, you know, engineers. Those people, a lot of them are in Jamaica. You know, so it's not really Bob Marley. Bob Marley was a very, very good man, you know, great, very great man, inspired him as a messenger, you know, a great legend, you know, so to speak. But it was not Bob Marley alone. You did have Alton Ellis was living same place. You know, he used to sing as Alton and Eddie, Eddie Parks. And you have Lassell Perkins still living there. He's a good singer. Bonnie and Scully, you know, Sue Sims, he's still living there. You know, Stranger Cole, they still live there. You know, Delroy Wilson was living there too in Kingston 12. That's why we call them. A lot of people call us, so to speak, Trenchtown Rock, Rock of Gibraltar. These are those that passed through great tribulation in the music industry, you know. So I'm very glad that Jah really inspired us, you know, to do what we are doing. You know, we continue doing it, you know. Once you don't die and pass off, you have to still do what you have to do, you know, to let the people know what where the music is coming from, you know.
Now, Studio One, you know, we just had Mr. Dodd pass. You know, when you sent me that first CD that you sent me before the double CD came out, I just was listening to those rhythms, man, and I said, man, this brother been doing it from way back then, and good sound, good singing, you know? And this is what, you know, when especially out on the West Coast, people want to hear, they know the old music. And we got into talking about this before, about how come the youth don't give these artists the respect that they, and you know what youth I'm talking about, like, say, Yachty's. Don't know the music, and you know, I have a problem with that, man, and so that's why I say I'm here, and anybody that want to learn, you know what you say, he who have eyes to see,
let them see, and who have ears to hear, let them hear. Yeah. You know, for those words was coming from the Father, you know. We grew up in the mother house, you know, from childhood, and those is the words that she used to tell me. Who have eyes to see, let them see. Who have ears to hear, let them hear. You know, my mother teach me that from childhood. So everything really inside of me, same way. I don't forget nothing, man. Nothing. Winston Jarrett, don't forget nothing, you know. Because you grew up in the ghetto, Trenchtown, the hard days, you know. A lot of politicians and, you know, good people, bad people everywhere. So, you know, not Jamaica alone, bad people is. Bad people is all over the world.
We know that, man.
And good people still here doing what they have to do. We inspire the bad people, them, you know, to change them ways and do good, you know. And you have to grow that way. It have to inject into you. It have to motivate into you to do the right thing in life, you know. But it's a joy to do good things, you know. Very good things, inspired people that they can look upon you, you know, and admire, you know, and follow your footsteps, you know. So it's all about that.
Well, the other thing is that I would love to see you perform, man. And I know you just did something. You did the Sierra Nevada. How was the reception there at the Sierra Nevada?
It was so great, Ras Charles. Everybody was very happy, happy to see Winston Jarrett, you know. Because, you know, we didn't really advertise. They didn't really advertise me and the show. You know, they just take me off guard and call me and say, oh, I want you to give the people them a surprise this year, because, you know, a working space of two other artists supposed to be there, and they didn't turn up because of certain things. I don't know what it was, but maybe they, you know, their visa wasn't up to date or something, you know, coming from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were coming from Canada, so they called me and told me that, man, we'd really, really happy to have you down here, you know, if you can really make it, you know. So I said, yeah, man. And they sent me my ticket, and we just fly down and get my hotel and everything. But the other thing, what really happening, there was releasing my new double CD, Young Tree Records.
Uh-huh.
It was released by Young Tree Record, Harrison Stafford. So he called me and let me know that, man, we want to promote your album down here. So can you grant us a good wish of having having you down here? I said, yeah, man. As long as things are organized, I would really like to turn up, you know. So that was it. And I go down there and I perform on the big stage and the small stage. And like the crowd gone wild, man. Yeah.
Love that,
and
man.
And Muta Rabuka was the MC. And, you know, show was very good. A lot of people were there. Thousands of people were there enjoying the music right through till daylight. You know, so I was very happy for that.
Well, they say that is one of the better festivals now, the Sierra Nevada Music Festival. But you just were performing recently.
Yes, I performed down here in Seattle just 2 weeks ago. And it was very great, man. We have the Red City Rockers that backed me at the Studio 7.
Wadi Gad?
I'm coming up with Wadi Gad, man. Wadi Gad, we have a tour coming around soon for November all over the States. New York, California. We're going to start down there in California and go right around the East Coast, you know. So
I look forward to seeing you, man.
Yes, I know you're going to have a good preview of that show coming up for you, man. So, you know, we're just waiting on the dates now to put together and things like that, you know. And the places, the dates and the places we're going to take place, so we keep you informed. We're sure of that. We're going to keep you informed, Rastras. And you can advertise and whatever, you know.
Now, one question I want to ask you now is, where do you see the music today? Now, we say reggae music. We're not going to say no category of it. We just say reggae music.
Straight across the board, man. It's reggae music. Everything is reggae music, you know.
And where do you see it going today?
Well, for me, you know, you have the crowd that love the music, and you have some people fighting down the reggae music and the concept, you know. So why is that? A lot of the artists, them like the DJs, them, you know, I feel they have to have their head screw on very good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to call any names,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm,
you know, you have to clean up your act, man.
All right.
We got to have our hat cleaned up properly, you know, if we want to make some money in the business and a clean name, you know, and people respect you. What the thing is, a lot of people think that in Jamaica, you can do anything in Jamaica, but when you come here in the international market, you have to clean up your hat and get your hat properly cleaned up, man. You know, I'm not dogging down nobody, you know, man. I love everybody in the music. But, you know, the lyrics that come in from our mouth sometimes, you know, can be very crucial to our image. You know, so that is not that part I would really love to see. You know, no bad words and disrespect people, and no matter what, if the man is either B or a C, you know, leave that alone and just deal with what you have to deal with, you know. Don't go across the board and, you know, make people don't like you as an artist, you know. I don't really love that part.
Well,
otherwise from that, a lot of the producer them pass off. A lot of the artists them pass off. So what Winston Jett is here for is to educate the young and the old, everyone, Rastaman, Ballad, Christian, no matter what religion you is, I am here to teach. I am here to teach people about the reggae music and the concept of the reggae music and what it's for, where it's coming from, how it really come, you know?
Yes, sir.
What is the name of the name, where the name come from? At the first instance when it was just Kya. Why them call it Kya? You know, why them call it rock steady? Why they call it reggae? They divide it in three phases. And before that, it was Kumina. And Pocominia was going on first. And you call it Calypso, you know?
And Mento.
I am coming from those days before I started to sing. I used to walk with Elder Rastaman in Jamaica in those days, in Trench Town, with Wiley. There was a no-teeth guy named Wiley. He was living up about in 10th Street in Trench Town, you know, at those days. And they walk with a rumba box. I don't know if enough people know about
Babak. I know that Winston, because there was a mental, a Rasta mental group by the name of the Overtakers, and all they have is banjo, rumba box, and vocals, man. And
yeah, man, and the man and a fife or a flute.
Yeah, man.
You know, and you know, they have to. They make the little flute out of bamboo. Bamboo flute. I don't know if you ever see a bamboo flute.
Well, that's innovative, man. When you know, when you don't have lots of money, man, you know, you just create, man.
Yeah, people create. They didn't have no money to go in the store to buy no tenor, no alto, or no trombone. They make it out of bamboo. And it's the sweetest thing you ever hear, man. Believe me. Trust me. You understood. So, you know, that's where I am coming from those days. You know, you go to a club and, you know, they talk about a band is playing up there. When you go up there and look, man, it's a rumba box you're going to see. And you're going to see all the elders, people all in 60, 70, 80. Those are the people, are the musicians that play. And it was the nicest thing, man. They sing all, carry me a key, go all in state market, not a quarter what sell.
Yes, sir.
Carry me a key, go all in state market, not a quarter what sell. Oh, Lord, not a bite, not a bite. What a Saturday night. Hey, Lord, not a bite, not a bite. What a Saturday night. Them song that them are sing.
Man, Winston, I just can't wait to come and check you, man.
Man, me have the lyrics to them, you know, man. Me have the lyrics. The amount of lyrics what me have packed up in my head, and my head swell big like a jackfruit. Trust me, my brethren.
Yes, I believe you, man.
Me come here for ramp. Me come here for teach.
I believe you,
let
Winston.
Let people know who Winston Jarrett is and the suffering. Me go through, pass through. That's why me say, man, me tell you, man, the father said, these are those that pass through great tribulation. Me are one of them. Well, I man is one of them. I is a Rasta man. You understood? So, me, I just I do the Rasta work.
Well, you know.
I just want the people them to understood and learn and know, you know.
Serious.
I don't come here for dog, don't nobody now fight, nobody now, nobody at all. Just peace and love, clean heart above all things. Winston Jarrett, just express myself, you know, make me man them know, say, me no come here for fight or mash up nothing or divide nothing. I come here for pick up the pieces and put them together, because the pieces me I pick up right now. My house burned down 2 times in Jamaica. Only part things happen to me. Me lose $1,000,000,000. 2 different times. You understood? And me just get up just myself from gone again. So, that's how I dare Rasta.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but, you know, Keith Hudson told me one time, he said, Charles, when you know you grow your locks in Jamaica, it's no joke business, man. You have your mother and your father just turn
yeah,
your face.
Yeah, man, a lot of people in this country take Rasta business for joke, you know. So, you know.
Serious thing, man.
Them not really know, because the whole culture of Rastafari movements in Jamaica is very, very, very serious, serious, serious thing. Them don't ramp down there, man, when it comes to Rasta business. All the youth, them know. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. You see, all of them youth, they now work born in the 70s and the 80s, is Rasta, them I say. You know?
Serious,
some
man.
is
so when
Emmanuel and, you know, World Federation of Rastafari movements, you know, and you have the Orthodox, you know, you have the 12 tribe, you have a lot of religion down here.
Bobo Shanti.
Bobo Shanti, you know, but it's all about, it's one house, no divide, it's people them are divided up, it's one people and it's one house, you know, so I don't know what the fighting here and the fighting there is for, you know, we already into the house, so why are you fighting? The father said, when one sheep come out and gone astray, him go to the ends of the earth to bring back that sheep into the fold.
Well, you know, Winston, how the powers that be rule is to divide, man.
To divide and rule through material things and liberty and all them things, you know, people fight one another. But you know, them call it a holy war, you know, Christianity holy war, where every all the Christian them a fight one another and all them thing there in the house. But the father said, many are called, but few are chosen. So, you know, you have to know if he's one of the chosen one. Because we are fighting one another for years, you know, through the movements of the rest. We want to feel that we are above one another in power. Or, you know, I don't know what it is. Or you know more than another man. But if you know, teach it. Pass it on to the elders, I wouldn't know. Or pass it on to the youths, the younger generation that coming up now. Once they have ears to hear, they will learn and listen. If they want to listen, they will listen. If they have eyes to see and they want to view the whole concept of the Rastafari knowledge, pass it on.
Now, here's a question I want to ask you. When you were a youth, what musicians did you listen to? And who would you say, okay, what musicians did you listen to? And who would you give respect today as in reggae music?
There is so much great musician in man in the business, man. A lot I know, like Ernest Ranglin.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very I didn't say my number one, but to me the man is full of experience and knowledge, and you know, he coming from, you know, way back Alpha days, and even before Alpha days, you know, he's very great. You know, he's rated that's number two in the world now.
Now, when you say Alpha days, you're talking about the Alpha school for boys.
Yes, in yes. Jamaica.
Okay, and you mentioned someone to me yesterday.
Sir Jerry from the Scatterlights.
And you also mentioned one that just passed, man. From your parish, man, from St. Anne's, Justin.
Justin Hines and the Dominoes.
Yes, I.
No, I was talking about musician first.
Oh, okay, yeah? Okay. Yes,
that's why I mentioned Ernest Ranglin and Jerry.
Jerry is special.
Yeah, but you're talking about composers and writers,
mm-hmm.
and singers and players of instrument. You know.
So Vin Gordon is in there
Vin
too.
Vin Gordon, no, you know, and Bobby Ellis.
See them guys. See it now, and you know what I told Vin one time, because you know he came to Binghamton, New York, with Justin, and I told him, I said, man, respect due, man, and you know he used to tell me about what they call him, Don Drummond Jr., man.
Yeah, Don D. Jr.
Don D. Jr., man.
Yeah.
Yes, I.
Yeah.
So Winston, I think we've been given the people enough insight on here. Is there anything else you would like to say to the listening audience? Because we're on the World Wide Web, my brother.
This is the international world we are living in now, you know. And, you know, I just want to let the people them know that Winston Jared love every man. The cripple, the blind, the dumb, the deaf, all those people I'm praying for. Sick people that don't live nowhere. Right now, there's so much things happening in the world today that, man, we have to come together. I would really like to do a show, man. For in aid of all those people that lose them house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have no food all. When I look on the TV, man, it grieved me. I was crying, man, to see so much people suffering. So people feel that it's in Jamaica alone, people suffering. But no, people suffering all over the world, you know. And it bleeds my heart, you know, man. I just really want to see something happen good for those people, you know. Because, you know, when you don't have nowhere to sleep, you know, because the birds have nests, foxes have their hole, the son of man have nowhere to lay his weary head. You know, everything is fulfilling in the Bible now, man. So we have to take life serious and motivate yourself the right way. You know, don't depend on too much politician, you know, because they will never come at all. If you follow a politician, they will never come at all. You understand? And when they come, that time they are dead and suffer, you know. So we have to motivate yourself and try to be self-efficient, you know. We have a little thing that I want to say to the people them now, you know. There is a lot of agony that the people them bearing, you know, and suffering, like I said, you know. So I would really like to do something for myself in the reggae music. Put on a couple shows and... You know, what we get from the shows, you know, we can help, my brother and my sister them to develop themselves and put themselves forward back on them feet, you know. So I would really love that, because you see, I really love my brother and sister. I don't care about white or black now, what color you is. I'm not talking about color. I'm talking about human being. What Jah create from his hands, these hands that the Father use and make us in his own image and likeness. You understood? So I love my brother and sister. I love white. I love black. I love every color, Chinaman, Syrian, Indian, everybody I love. For they are human being, man. The same blood that run through I and I run through every man. So, you know, I just want the people them to know that I love them so much. So just wish and hoping for the best, you know. And early, very early, I will be in the era, you know, performing with Wadi Gad Band. You know, so I'm going to let the people know and advertise it on my website and things like that.
Oh, give them your website, Winston. Let the listeners know the website and how they can get your music.
Well, through Young Tree Records in California.
Mm-hmm.
Is distributing the music, you know. So they are the one that really doing. I'm not really distributing. I'm just doing shows. I am interested in shows. So we are promoting the CDs, you know. My new CD here, and the title of it is Survival is a Game. Double CD, just released from Young Tree Records.
So that is www.youngtreerecords.com. I think that's what it is. Yes. www.youngtreerecords.com is how the business...
They can get it there, you know. But I am just dealing with it show. They are just promoting the album that I, you know, to uplift my career, you know, because here in the States, nobody know Winston Judd, like you said.
Now, what about the Ross? Can they still get stuff from Ross? I know Ross went out of business, but, that, you know, the stuff that you did for Ross Records, is that stuff available?
Too Many Boundaries by Ross, you still can get that.
Okay.
And Ross. And
okay.
Kingston Vibration, you can get that on Ross, too.
Those probably, two CDs. Ernie B's is probably where they can get it from.
Yeah, they also can get it from Early B.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So this double album, it's just a promotion for Winston Judd to let them know that I'm still around, you know, and I'm still doing the great work that I am doing over the period of years. Nothing changed. I'm just working very hard now and build up my career, you know.
Well, we
that
know.
That people can see me live and you can get my CDs, you know, in the stores and things like that. So I'm just big up to Studio One, you know. Studio One, I love Studio One. I love everybody in Studio One. Sir D passed off, you know, but I know Sir William gone, you know, gone in Mount Zion High, you know, because the Father says, only singers and players of instruments shall be there, you know. So I'm just sending out a special blessing for Studio One family in record shop and everywhere, you know, in Jamaica. And, I'm just crying out for our spiritual blessing for everyone, you know.
Well, you mentioned Lee Scratch Perry, and last Sunday I talked to Earl 16, I was telling you, and Earl was talking about these are the stalwarts, the producers that really, you know, people want to call Scratch mad, but he's a mad genius, you know. So, you know, it's like, I'm here, Winston, and I'm going to still be playing the music, and I got lined up in the CD No War, so we want to leave with that tune, and I want to give thanks for you calling, and I know it's early out there in Seattle this morning, so give thanks for calling, Winston, and I look forward to seeing you, and you must let me know, and so I can let the listeners know when you're going to be coming on that tour.
Yes, Russ Charles. Down here in Seattle, we have a beautiful day, man. Bleak morning, but fair day. So, you know, everyone want to tune in and get on my website, www.winstonjarrett.com. You know, you want to send me an email, or if you want to send me a little message or whatever. And you can tune in to pnwjarrett@yahoo.com.
Right.
www.winstonjarrett.com, and PNWJarrett at Yahoo. You can send me a message.
Well, we want to thank you, Winston, and I would say Jah bless, Jah love, Jah guide and protect, and, you know, keep doing it, brother. Keep doing it.
Yes, Russ Charles. Congratulations, man. I love the eye, you know, and love everyone that's listening to this program right now, you know.
Well, you hear this, right?
Yeah, man.
All right, Winston.
Respect, Russ Charles, Jah guide and protection.
Yes, I.
Blessings, spiritual blessings to every man.
Bless up, my brother.